Jhené and Golic Jr., the podcast.
It's Friday, too damn Friday, and yes, we are all cute as hell right now. And we've got another bald brother in the building, a brother from another mother, Jhené and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us via the Shell, Pennzoil, Performance Lines. Now, first, NBA preseason starts today, and the King has spoken. His comments were really funny. Stay tuned for that in about 10 minutes. But right now, we've got squad. Welcome back to us, Jhené and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. Jordan Cornette, oh my gosh, in a suit, suited and booted. You look good, my friend.
Today, thank you very much. I heard you throwing out compliments saying we're cute and all this stuff. I was like, oh, I'm going to put my suit on just for this appearance here. I do have to say, though, I can't twerk today.
You can't twerk today?
I can't twerk today. Made a promise to the wife. She said, it's too bad to watch.
Wow, really? See, I assumed, so anyone listening there heard today's fire alarm clear going off, and I just assumed it was getting ready for you to heat up the room here.
Hurts my heart.
With no, your white y'all, hot don't love. Worry. I know my room, my studio tends to be a fire hazard at times, but that was my sister, Neko Gwemeke, who's in my kitchen cooking food for me, and she stuck her head into the door and was like, I'm sorry.
What,
so blame
what is
Neko.
She cooking, and is it okay at this point? That has now right? become my chief concern, is not only have we had problems with fires in the past on your side, but now in the kitchen where I'm hoping something good is getting whipped up. So
no,
up
something
for the
really good is. But thank wait, you. We're good.
Is
we're
she
all good.
Is she burning food?
She's not burning food. Burning okay, food? Do not insult my sister that way. No, I will take no NECA slander. Is she burning food? NECA's cooking so much food that's probably why it's cooking.
Good. I'm about to say
she knows I don't cook.
See, you know what? And if this was me cooking the food, everyone would be asking, "Is it seasoned enough?"
Oh, you're one of those guys?
He is one of those.
I am not one of those guys, but that comes under fire around here because stereotypes get thrown into
we
the
all
equation.
Know who is one of those guys, Devin, but I digress. Jordan, we're really excited.
Excuse me?
Everybody's catching
Devin
it.
Devin just catching a stray.
I'm just sitting over making a cut of Jhené right now trying to make you sound good. Unbelievable.
No, that is Dan Orlovsky that doesn't season his food around here,
that
by the way.
Fact.
He has admitted to that.
I am aware of that. Yeah. I'm very well aware.
That's absolutely Dan. But Jordan, so happy to have you back. I know you're in a suit, so you can't really move like that unless I see you wearing shorts, because I only see you from a box. But it's all good. We'll give you a pass on the twerking in honor of Shay. But we were just talking about Coach Dabo Swinney and his comments basically saying that it's not fair that you have a Ohio State that has a limited amount of games compared to the rest. What do you feel about his comments?
I think it represents probably both Notre Dame and Clemson, to be honest, Jhené, because you're looking at an ACC that's played a lion's share of their games more so than these other conferences, and having to have test after test after test and get to the point where they can say our schedule's been pretty robust. We've also done the majority of this work to be in position without our quarterback Trevor Lawrence. Ohio State's played four games and they're in this position. They're getting all this respect off of what has Ohio State really shown, whereas Clemson and Notre Dame feel like we've got some wins and we've gone out there and we've been tested every week. We haven't been pausing to the degree that these other conferences and other teams have. So that should be somewhat of a check in the advantage box. And it's also a little bit of posturing because, quite frankly, Dabo doesn't know how the ACC championship is going to play out on December 19th, despite the fact that they're favored heavily in this one. I have issue with that, but I digress. Ultimately, what this comes down to is he's trying to put his team in the best position, hoping the committee hears. And when Dabo speaks, people do listen. So it's the right play.
It's interesting, Jordan, obviously, that 11-point line
in
favor of Clemson is...
Come on.
The disrespect continues, but we are used to that. Jordan Cornette, Notre Dame's all-time leading rebounder, coming out of the men's hoops program there, and me proudly a former offensive lineman, catching these slights yet again is something we're used to. But I think it is interesting because we do tend to see this, because we've seen it from Nick Saban in the past. When you get one of these cream-of-the-crop teams that's used to sitting at number one, saying, we know exactly how this is going to work out, all of a sudden on the edge of things a little bit, some of this starts to leak out because you're right. They know this is going to get the right ears. This is going to resonate in places. And it's like working an official. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but you feel a lot better after you said it.
Yeah, and Clemson also is in a position Dabo keenly recognizes that they have a loss. And in a lot of ways, they feel like, don't judge us off that loss in South Bend to Notre Dame, because quite frankly, we were very much in that game. It went to extended time, and we were without the presumptive number one pick in the NFL draft. Our defense had a lot of injuries. So I think if you ask Dabo, he feels like his team is perfect right now. And he wants to remind everybody, hey, give us the chance now that Trevor Lawrence is back, now that we will be healthy not only December 19th, but moving forward. And you've seen what we've done with our unit relatively healthy. We've been world beaters. We're back to the old Clemson. Give us our rightful position in this playoff. It'll be interesting to see, because this thing could still determine on December 19th that matchup with Notre Dame and Clemson, two teams going in or just one. I think they're in a great position if we have another classic where two ACC teams are in the CFP.
Chinee and Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Chinee Ogwumike, Michael Jr. and here with Jordan Cornette, our brother from another mother. Thanks for stopping by through the ACC Network here on ESPN. Now, you know, staying in the college ranks, you played hoops at Notre Dame, and we heard some heavy hitters in the game of college basketball really speak on the situation in which a lot of games we saw earlier this week. Over 850 have been either canceled or postponed in the college ranks. And we had Coach Krzyzewski of Duke, Coach K, come out and basically say, hey, we need to reevaluate what we're doing here, so much so that they decided to go to a conference-only schedule. What was your reaction to Coach K making those statements? And I don't know if you caught what Coach Nate Oates of Alabama also said. Nate Oates basically saying, like, no, the best thing the players can do was play basketball, which both of us, you know, all of us, all coming from locker rooms, sort of took pause at, Jordan.
Yeah, and Coach Nate Oates is a very bright guy. He's been very successful. That's why he's got a Power 5 job to this point. He knows a lot about the game. He's also not afraid to pop off. And in this position, I think that's what Coach Oates was doing. I understand that there's a lot of jobs that can be impacted, mine included, if they don't play this sport in college basketball and get to ultimately where they need to go, a tournament at the end. It's a lot of money involved. A lot of people can be impacted negatively. Coach Oates makes a great point. They very well could be safer staying on campus and playing these games. But to say anything is 100% one way or the other, you're tripping. I mean, come on, Coach. Like, this is a dynamic decision, and a lot goes into this. Coach K was speaking with sincerity. And Coach K, when he speaks in that moment, after losing to a Big Ten team, his second loss on his home floor, everybody's going to look at it like he's being opportunistic, and that's not fair. I would be the first one to be critical of Coach K if I thought this was self-serving. What it comes down to with Coach K is, he's probably looking at his own mental health as well. This has probably been very taxing on him as a coach to try and manage all these players, their mental health, the ability to keep everybody safe, and, oh, yeah, take a young squad and develop them. He's speaking with fatigue here, and that's what's coming to the forefront, and he's speaking for his players. You guys all remember when you were freshmen? We all played sports during the winter, during the holiday season. We had to be away from our families, and that is erasing the fact, because it was a pre-COVID world, that we had classmates around, we could go to restaurants, we could go to the mall, we could do things. This is isolation. This is a young team, again, freshmen and sophomores for the most part, that are struggling with the adjustment. And, oh, by the way, you're alone in all this. So I think, yes, the CDC doesn't recommend these players going home and then coming back. But Coach K is taking making a decision that, again, is not absolute either way, and saying, I would like my guys to go home, be with their families, come back rejuvenated for a push, because we all understand we have to get this season played so we can go out there and play a tournament. And at what expense, I don't know, but I want my guys to be of sound mind, because that's equally as important as fighting COVID.
ACC Network analyst Jordan Cornette in studio giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. And wow, we just saw this. Pitt football team has decided to opt out of a bowl game coming up, joining Boston College in that. And Jordan, that speaks a lot to your point. We heard Jeff Hafley, Boston College, talking about the mental grind on this team of this season, going through so much uncertainty and facing that in bowl season potentially now. I think it speaks to exactly what you were talking about there. These coaches gauging, all right, what are my players actually going through and dealing with, and can we tolerate more at the pace we're going here? It's fascinating. I think we're going to see more of what we've heard from Pitt and Boston College, certainly there. Jordan, we know we got to let you go in here in a second, but we've been talking about it all day. Christmas music, where are you at? What's the GOAT Christmas song is a tough one to find. We're asking people. There's a lot of varied opinions, but do you have like a go-to Christmas song that's slapping in the Cornette house right now?
I wish I knew the title of it, but it just always seemed to ring true for me. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams. I just think like that's,
man.
I don't know what the song is actually called, but you know the hook, I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams.
That hits different this year.
I mean, right? Like that's our life. That's our life covering sports. That's our life as former athletes. And for everybody right now because of COVID, that's kind of it. You're living in your dreams right now. Understand there's light at the end of the tunnel. We're a resilient people globally. We'll get through this thing. But right now, just hold on to nostalgia. Understand that in front of us, there is going to be some good. But we're dreaming right now, hoping for a better place, and we'll get there.
We did check that one, by the way. It is called I'll Be Home for Christmas. Bing Crosby.
Bing. Yeah.
Bing.
Bing was a beast back in the day.
Bing was doing things. People probably sleep on Bing a little bit too much now. But he was out here with the tracks back in the day.
And before we let him go, someone wants to say sorry for the noises in the background really quick.
That was totally my fault. I'm so sorry.
That is WNBA MVP, WNBA champion, and president of the WNBA's Players Association, NECA Gwumike, apologizing for setting off the smoke detector.
Might as well show your face, because everyone heard what you're cooking.
Come on, NECA. Come on. Don't shy away, NECA. It's all right.
I forgot.
See what happened. What happened was.
See what had happened. What had happened. What had happened was, as usual, we have way too damn much fun.
Always.
When
yes.
you are in here,
today
Jordan.
Friday.
We
always.
Appreciate it. Everyone check out Jordan Cornett all over the huddle on the ACC yep. network this weekend. Check him out on ESPN Radio Sundays, hosting a radio show with his lovely wife, Shay. Jordan, we yep. appreciate the time as always, brother.
Thanks, Jordan.
Guys, great to see you. Have a great weekend.
And we didn't get him to twerk this time, but never fear. We're going to bring him back. We're going to get him out of him again at some point. But coming up next, speaking of talking, one of the biggest stars in sports heard all the talking, and that should make one team in Los Angeles very worried. That's coming up next. It's Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Chinay and Golic Jr., the podcast.
We're vibing out today. Mariah Carey, Christmas vibes. Chinay and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, streaming live on ESPN Plus. Hold on one second, Chinay Gwumike and Mike Golic Jr. What are you seeing and what are you laughing at, Junior?
Well, I'm laughing at two things. So, number one, I'm laughing because I realized as I rotated in that chair trying to sing Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, is I don't know like 90% of the words to that song yeah. outside of the chorus. But the second part I was alerted to by Devin, our producer, who reminded me that when we are on ESPN Plus, as we're streaming every day, Devin, there's no music.
No music. No music.
Hey, no music. Okay, wait, what was he clapping? Hey. Because I didn't hear any rhythm there. That's what it's supposed to be like. It's okay, Devin. We'll work on that. Now, Enzo.
I'm working on my spices.
First, we have Devin spice shamed in the last segment as Janae's sister, NECA, is the one burning food in their house right now. But now Devin's getting attacked for his ability to clap on rhythm and his spices.
Okay,
I'm
here's
sorry.
A test really quick, Devin. Go.
Oh. All right, you know what? I'm not going to lie. Devin,
okay,
there
right.
is not a
Don't
lot
do
I
it, Mike.
Do.
You're on my side. Don't do it.
Devin, I'm just... listen, in order to have your back in the spice debate, I have to be fair and balanced when it comes to this.
Look me in your eyes when you're saying this.
Devin, that was real, real crispy. Like, not in the good way. That was real. Like, that was there was a lot of starch in those claps.
Oh, no.
I am so sorry, Devin. It's
I'm
true.
Sorry,
we
Devin.
Are getting too reckless on this show.
I just, the spice shaming, the rhythm shaming. I apologize to Devin. We're supposed to have his back here, and I have failed him miserably.
It's
so.
Okay. It's okay. We started this with Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, and we should keep those positive Christmas vibes. Speaking of which, Weekend Preview is brought to you by Geico, whether you rent or own.
So for anyone that wasn't with us 10 minutes ago, this same scene is playing out on loop again forever.
Oh,
Chinay Gwumike's older sister, NECA Gwumike, who's a WNBA All-Star MVP champion, is in their kitchen burning food right now, setting off the smoke detector.
It's you and me both, Devin. We're not fulfilling the right
This is winning a Marconi, I swear.
I tell you what, save this one for the listening session right now. The Weekend Preview is brought to you by Geico. Whether you want to rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Go to Geico. Geico.com today. Vote on the poll. It's getting ready to close up soon at ESPN Radio on the best Christmas song. Chinay, have I bought you enough time for the smoke detectors to stop beeping?
Everything is chill here. Okay, everything is chill. NECA probably is not even going to come in and say sorry this time. She's like, just take this food at this point. But as you know, Junior, you're a college football analyst. I'm an NBA analyst. And NBA preseason starts today. It tips off on ESPN. You can watch the Sacramento Kings take on the Trailblazers, the Portland Trailblazers. But it's funny because when we talk about Kings, we usually speak of LeBron James. And he made some waves with his comments lately after he joined the Road Tripping podcast. And I think the Lakers and the Clippers are playing tonight in preseason. They face off against each other. And the tensions are high just because, obviously not for this game, but just the rivalry in the city right now here in Los Angeles, where my sister keeps putting on the fire alarm from her cooking. But it's funny because on this road trip and podcast, he was asked about the Clippers, the city in which, you know, the city that owns, houses two teams between the Lakers and the Clippers, and the Clippers specifically losing to the Denver Nuggets after being up 3-1, you know, in the playoffs, which LeBron James obviously feels good because we know his track record with 3-1 situations. Now, in a quote, he said, LeBron James, I couldn't believe it. To this day, I still can't believe it. Obviously, the better team won. That's what happened. But still, all the ish talking they were doing all year, exclude Paul and exclude Kawhi and even exclude Trez, Montrezl Harrell. Okay, Trez might have said something a little bit, but he was a part of that crew. And he continued saying they put themselves in a position to get what they've been talking ish about all year. I just couldn't fathom that part or come to the realization that they did not seek the opportunity when it was right there, up 3-1, and just seeing the team that they had. They were built for that, I believe. They were coached for that, I believe. Obviously, they got our championship head coach. They got a championship head coach there now in Coach T. Lou. So I think it was funny because he's saying, oh, these guys are talking and chirping, specifically probably the Patrick Beverleys of the world. And he included Montrez, who is now his teammate, but said, oh, not really Montrez, but kind of Montrez. Those comments sort of had me laughing.
It's funny, Chiney. It's a reminder because I love when people talk mess in sports. Like, I wish I had been good enough to talk a lot more smack than I did. I was usually very winded and just trying to get back to the line of scrimmage on most plays. But there's always a price to pay. Like, we see that. And, like, for Pat Bev, who's made his living doing that, there are some guys that are willing to live by that because they know based on my physical circumstance, I got to try and find every way to get under people's skins. But when you live by that and you find yourself on the other side, and we saw it with Dame Lillard, and everyone becomes very aware. And so you walk into this season with everybody looking at that Clippers team saying just what LeBron did. We all remember what happened. So if you slip up for a second like you did down there at the end, they're going to remind you that more. So it's just a reminder of the price you pay to go out there and talk that talk, which I, again, appreciate.
What is the statute of limitations of being able to talk? Because I feel like until there's another champion, you can keep talking, and that's exactly why LeBron James is doing so.
Oh, no, LeBron's good. LeBron's bona fide and could say pretty much whatever he wants around the league because he's got all the receipts to back it up. And to an extent, listen, if Kawhi Leonard had been the one talking in that situation with the Clippers, I think people would have looked at that and said, all right, yeah, that's a made man, but that's just not how he gets down. And so anytime, especially being a role player and it's a star looking at it and perceiving it this way, I think you're also going to get some feelings there because we know there's a different dynamic that exists there when it comes to, all right, I know what you do and I know how you operate, but I'm on a different level.
And it's funny because the Lakers have reloaded, right? They re-signed LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and they got younger, adding Montrezl Harrell from the Clippers and Dennis Schroeder from OKC. So they're feeling really good as they try to repeat starting the preseason tonight. But on the other side of things, the one person that you got stability was the guy that took the most scrutiny when it came to the playoffs, and that's Paul George signing that huge over $220, I believe, right, million-dollar extension, which is why it's even when you're winning in that situation, it's still like you're losing because LeBron James is going to still throw some shots at you.
Yeah. Oh, listen, this is about as vocal as we've heard LeBron James in a while. Mm-hmm. So very entertaining. We appreciate you, LeBron. Keep it up. The Road Tripping Podcast doing a great job of delivering us all of these goodies. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting small businesses with specialized coverages for commercial vehicles. More at progressivecommercial.com. Coming up next, though, we'll get you ready for the NFL weekend that's coming up. Key matchups, who's going to wind up in the end zone or the friend zone, and likely another battle with Chiney's fire alarm. Excuse me. We'll do that next. It's Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
All we need is Cliff singing some tunes right now. We're missing his vocals right now, but we'll get in the versus battle, me versus Cliff. Now, we have told you guys a million times, if you love sports and if you love food, you are at the right place. Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. Chiney Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr., and pretty much Neko Ogwumike at this point. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us via the Shell Pensola Performance Lines. Now, before we play End Zone and Friend Zone, I'm so excited for that. I would just like the public to know Neka is working. Like, she's working. She's making Moroccan spiced chicken for me right now, roasted broccoli, turmeric couscous, And NECA always holds it down. So she came and visited me for a little while, and now she's cooking for me. And she's working so hard that I think our sensitive fire alarm kept going off. That's exactly
yeah.
Why.
So for anyone that's a little bit confused, Chanae's fire alarm has gone off now twice in two separate segments during the course of the show, as her sister is going to work on all those. Like, it sounds like a great dinner. There's no doubt about it. And I understand the sensitive fire alarm portion of all of this. Her timing has been great. I think she might have been the best member of our show today. So a big shout out and thank you to WNBA All-Star and superstar NECA Ogumike.
So yes.
You know what? Snap for her.
Yes.
Incredible all-around performance. Excited to see. I feel like, Chanae, you are now obligated in the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed to post a picture of the final meal here.
Oh,
so that
easy.
People can understand what we've been dealing with.
I was going to say something, but it's the word for, you know, eating the food and videotaping and posting it. But I don't want to get dumb buttoned because I probably say it weird.
Okay, you know what? We're just going to move away from that one very quickly right now. Chanae and the dump button are very well acquainted. We don't want to put her in that position again.
Whoa, very so, well? Just like once.
Cliff, end zone, friend zone.
As millennials, one of the greatest triumphs in life is watching someone make it out of the friend zone. You're hoping, wishing.
You're strategizing.
And that's what we're going to try and do here this weekend. We want to get everyone ready for this weekend in the NFL.
End zone. Or friend zone.
Let you know who's going to end up in the friend zone or the end zone when it comes to this NFL Sunday.
Friend zone to the
end zone.
All right, guys. End zone, friend zone. You know the drill around here. We're going to pick a few NFL games coming up this weekend, tell you who and what to watch for as we get already week 14 in the NFL down the home stretch of this season. End zone or friend zone is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. From customization and service to financial assistance, Mercedes-Benz vans are ready for anything. What's up first, Cliff?
Chiefs and Dolphins.
All right, Chanae, Chiefs at Dolphins in this game. Chiefs favored by 7.5 going up against the Dolphins team, trying to still continue to build on Tua Tagovailoa taking over at quarterback, year two with Brian Flores. So, Chiefs at Dolphins, Chanae. End zone, friend zone, who you got?
The easy answer would be the Chiefs into the end zone, and more specifically, Travis Kelce once again. Last week carried over to this week because he's playing his best football, and I'm going to say not for reasons on the football field, more so because he was honored twice yesterday. Now he's a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for community service, and he's the rare recipient of a 99 rating in Madden, so this is a good week for him. But more importantly, he's on track to set the single season receiving yardage numbers for tight ends. He only needs 264 in four games to get George Kittle's record. So, I mean, we have to celebrate Travis Kelce as much as you celebrate the Chiefs this season.
Absolutely. Travis Kelce has been, I think, one of the engines always for Patrick Mahomes in that offense. Maybe somehow doesn't get enough credit in the midst of all that. I'm going to go friend zone, and I'm going to say Xavien Howard on the other side on that Dolphins defense that's been locked down all year. Xavien Howard leads the NFL with 8 interceptions so far, but he's going up against Tyreek Hill, who right now is 3rd in receiving yards, tied for 1st in touchdowns. And Patrick Mahomes, who's only thrown interceptions to the Las Vegas Raiders. I just think this offense protects the football so well, is so explosive, could end up being a long day late in this one for the Dolphins defense.
Cardinals at Giants.
All right, Cardinals-Giants, two teams kind of trending in different directions. Cardinals' dark horse playoff pick Kyler Murray was getting a lot of MVP talk early in the season. And a Giants team in Joe Judge that is starting to surge late, tied for 1st in the NFC East. So, Chanae, Cardinals, Giants, end zone, friend zone, who you got?
And for that reason, specifically for the team that is trending sort of downward, I'm going to have to put, and it hurts me, especially given my Texas roots, DeAndre Hopkins. I know he's happy to get away from my great state because he's been able to find success, at least early in the season, but I'm going to put him in the friend zone just because, you know, after the Giants corners really tried to put their clamps on DK Metcalf, I feel like they found their confidence, especially. And now for DeAndre Hopkins, you know, he had his usual, I think, off day on Wednesdays, but then he had a neck and a back issue Thursday, which held him out of practice. I think he's still likely to play, but I don't foresee much going for him just because of what he's dealt with this week.
Absolutely. Always something to keep an eye on here, especially fantasy porpoises in here as well as other things in here. Shout out to our ESPN fantasy crew. They put out a great packet, a great .com read on tons of useful information going into this weekend. And that's why I'm going end zone. Wayne Gallman of the New York Giants here. Giants have rushed for at least 132 yards in six of their last seven games. And Wayne Gallman, who has been the backup there for a while now behind Saquon Barkley, guy I loved coming out of Clemson, has been dynamic. And so I love Wayne Gallman to get in the zone. I love Wayne Gallman in this rushing attack to eclipse the century mark again in this one. Going to be a very interesting out here for two teams right now. Again, the Giants, a lot to play for down the stretch of the season.
Vikings at Buccaneers.
Vikings at Bucks, and this is a get-right game for Tampa Bay. Chiney, we know a lot of questions surrounding this team right now. Tom Brady, Bruce Arians, can they make it work against a Minnesota team that certainly has struggled through different points of this season, but has a great rushing attack? So end zone, friend zone, Chiney, who you got?
Yeah, questions around the Buccaneers, but here's the answer right here. Bet on Tom Brady after a bye. That's why I'm putting Tom Brady into the end zone. He's 14-4 in 18 career regular season games following a bye and has 28 TDs, just a few interceptions, about nine or so, but it's all good. He can weather those. So I think Tom Brady will bounce back, being 43 years old and getting a week of rest.
I would agree, Chiney. I think they've been great this year. Tom Brady's been great traditionally, like you said, in that situation. On the other side, I'm going to put his counterpart, Kirk Cousins, in the friend zone for this game. Kirk Cousins, three straight games of over 21 fantasy points, but those coming against the Dallas Cowboys defense, the Carolina Panthers young defense, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And so I look at the step up in class here, and I say Kirk Cousins probably due for a bit of a letdown here. The real question will be that Vikings rushing attack versus the Buccaneers. I think we got time for one more here.
Colts at Raiders.
Chiney, Las Vegas obviously still reeling from somehow that high of coming off beating the Jets in the last second play, but a game that was still way too close against that New York Jets outfit going up against that great Colts defense. Chiney, end zone, friend zone, who you got here?
Highs and lows, which is why I'm going to put Derek Carr in the friend zone. Even though you're coming off of a great game-winning touchdown pass to Henry Ruggs, he's going up against the Colts defense, and the Colts are top 10 in defense in almost every major category. So I think that this season for the Raiders, as much as there has been good, there has been, you know, bad, and they were able to make the most of last week. I don't know if that carries over to this week.
You know what? I would agree with you there. I think especially going up against that Colts defense could give them a lot of trouble up front. But I'm going to go on the other side. Let's go end zone. T.Y. Hilton been balling over the last stretch of games here. I believe he got a shout out on our very own NFL Live in the Lil Man Ballin segment that has taken off here. And I think T.Y. Hilton becoming a more reliable and consistent and more targeted receiver down the stretch for this Colts team, going to be a huge difference as they've got Super Bowl ambitions they're trying to cash in on, helping lead that division in the AFC South. End zone, friend zone here on Chiney and Golic Jr., getting you ready for everything coming up this weekend. But it's too damn Friday around here. We've been setting things on fire all show long. So coming up next, we will try and keep that same energy to close out the week here on Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
I'm trying to clap for Dev. Here we go. Family business in the building today. Jordan Cornette of the ACC Network, who broke down. Oh, is there going to be a twerk?
No, no. Just shouting out the Colorado School of Mines.
Oh, even better. Even better. I appreciate that. We almost were matching, but yours is lighter and mine is darker. Oh, what's that about? Parallels there. Jordan Cornette of the ACC Network came and joined us and talked about, you know, coach speak from Coach Dabo Swinney and also Mike Krzyzewski and also Nate Oates. I mean, pretty much all the coaches in college. He broke it down. That's our brother from another mother. And I might as well throw my sister in there, Neko Ogumike, WNBA All-Star MVP champion, who came and tried to deliver and cook me food today. My teammate on the Los Angeles Sparks and also my roommate for the long portion of my life as a child. She came through, and if you guys missed any of the fun conversations that we had, or if you just want to rewatch our show, you can go on ESPN Plus and watch it, and also subscribe, rate, and review to our Chiney and Golic Jr. podcast. And I did say something that took you out, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no.
I always slip it in.
Yep, nope. Just every once in a while, just got to just find ways in there, whether that is clap or spice shaming our producer, Devin, who is reeling during it, playing back the sound of him trying to clap on beat here and claiming and defending himself in that one, which, Devin, you know what? I'm just going to rock with you on this one right now. You've been under siege. I'm going to have your back here.
Thanks, man. I've been taking so many L's today. The heat is on the stove.
Today the heat was on the stove. The heat, literally.
Very much so. So much so that it set off the fire alarm in Chiney's house multiple times coming up this weekend. Chiney and Golic Jr. reminding you the heat is on the stove this weekend. Don't miss two big fights tomorrow at UFC 256 when Davison Figueiredo puts his belt back on the line and Tony Ferguson returns to the octagon. UFC 256 is available to ESPN Plus subscribers for $64.99. Visit ESPNplus.com/PPV for more details. We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Chiney and Golic Jr.
All right, Chiney. Start things off. Let's kind of get a little weird here. I saw this, and I figured it was interesting enough to share before we get to important business on our ESPN radio poll. Breaking news. I saw this courtesy of the San Francisco Chronicle. The solution to what's known as the 340 cipher, one of the most vexing mysteries of the Zodiac Killer's murderous saga, has been found by a code-breaking team. Almost 50 years later, they have cracked the code on one of the most infamous serial killers of all time. I'm amazed that people just work on that stuff that long after, but it's got to feel good to finally crack a code.
Finally. I'd rather have it. Better late than never.
That is true. You never know when it comes in handy. Hopefully it doesn't have to again. But again, congrats to the people that worked hard and found a way through that. Now, we also love rewarding petty on this show.
Yes.
We mentioned Dallas Cowboys been in the news a lot. The Cowboys got flexed out of primetime this weekend in favor of the Giants. Well, Jerry Jones went on 105.3 The Fan and said, quote, "Some of the biggest ratings we've ever had have been on Sunday afternoon. That's not a bad strategy to put the Cowboys in a potentially lesser slot and have more eyeballs watch the NFL. Jerry Jones out here, spin zone god, working his way through this situation, Chiney. And at this point, I'm critical of Jerry Jones for a lot. I can only stand up and applaud that one.
Look, if you bring that energy, thank you, snaps and claps to those type of topics, I'm here for that. Just leave your quarterback alone, okay?
Yeah, I was going to say, just pay Dak a bunch of money, leave him alone. Like, yeah. Do right by him, and we'll celebrate all the rest of this stuff. We'll have fun with America's team.
Yes.
All right. We've gotten the important notes out of the way in all of this one. Now it's time to get to the big stuff. At ESPN Radio on Twitter, we asked you, with the holiday season heating up, part of our Geico weekend preview, what is the best Christmas song? And there's 3 minutes left in the poll right now. But leading the way, with 31.9% of the vote, All I Want for Christmas. Chiney, you've got to feel vindicated here. This seems like the uncontested, untied, never lost number one in this situation.
Yes, it's top two, and I'm not talking two. Number one, always, All I Want for Christmas. Best Christmas song ever.
Number one.
Yes, sir. By Mariah Carey, the queen of Christmas.
It felt like a no-brainer. We were putting together this list yesterday. We were trying to make sure Devin was helped out here so he wasn't under attack like our Thanksgiving list. And I looked at it, and as we went through it, we're trying to figure out, you know, what songs to put on there. You know, we had This Christmas up on there. We had Let It Snow up on there. We allowed people to write in other answers. And we got a lot of good ones on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. But today, the only one we kept coming back to that we said had to be on the list was All I Want for Christmas Is You. And it felt like this was in the stars from the beginning.
Absolutely. Yep.
So now we have to get everyone ready. We're going to continue to work down the Christmas stretch because we know we got plenty of time before we get to that day. But establishing the Christmas music is one of them. Now, Chiney, decoration, Los Angeles, take us through Christmas out in a place where it is sunny and warm all the time. You have claimed that it is not really Christmas if it is not a certain temperature, if there's not snow on the ground. So how are you operating in Los Angeles at this point?
Honestly, it doesn't feel like Christmas besides what I'm watching on television, but you do decorate inside. So I have like the cute little white Christmas tree, and then I've got a nice little like decorations coming. So like it's the vibe, but I'm by myself. It's a different year. It's a different spirit.
Well, you're by yourself normally, but we know you've got a visitor. So Chiney, keeping that same energy, has your sister finished in the kitchen? Because your sister Neko, who you shouted out before, has set off the smoke alarm two different times during the show. You've claimed that this meal is going to be fire. And so, what has come out of the kitchen, and was it worth now two versions of the fire alarm going off during our show?
Oh, it's fire. She just served me in the break Moroccan chicken, I believe. Yeah, Moroccan spiced chicken that was juicy and tender. It was amazing. I know you like I don't know if you like it. I thought you said juicy is a weird word, but whatever. Roasted broccoli and turmeric couscous. Like fire. She gave me some of the chicken. Well, I guess fire is the wrong word.
Yeah, no, fire is actually the right word in this instance. I think it's the only appropriate word in this instance as we get ready for this upcoming weekend. So, all right, we've got homework going around this weekend. Devin, who's been attacked and defended during the course of the show.
Let's give him another shot.
Devin, you've got the spice rack that you're going to tweet us a picture of this weekend because we know Dan Orlovsky's was substandard around here, so you're going to avenge that, correct?
Yes, I will.
And are we going to
test him?
Are we going to give Devin one more crack at this? The
no music.
No music.
There's a pause in the beginning, but we're doing all right.
I feel like you
did it.
Devin, I feel like you nailed it, man.
My God.
One more try, Devin. All right, here we go. No music. No
Hell
music.
No.
I'm sorry. He's got it there. I am going to defend Devin's
Hell
honor.
No.
Got it there.
Cliff, nailed no it. Music.
He was clapping too hard. I can't. Nope. He was clapping way too hard.
You know what? I am not going to slander Devin going into this great weekend. Everyone, go out there. Enjoy your spice rack. We'll check in on Jalen Hurts and everything else from this weekend Monday.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.